Sleepy, jak ustaj.
Hi, Luce. This is Pete from Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm trying to get this figured out to where you don't have to do the decision logic. You know, all it is it just sends us a real-time screenshot of the amount in the bank account so we can deposit the right amount in there and make sure it's going to the right place. You know, I did talk to my boss. What he recommended is that you just sign in on the decision logic, and then you can change your password 5 minutes after, and we won't be able to ever get
this
in there.
This is what it is, like I told you. If I give you the ID, he has linked to his account, to that password, in to that ID. He has linked several accounts.
I understand.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go live, you're going to see, like, a lot of accounts and a lot of amounts, and he doesn't want to give you guys all his information from all his accounts, you know?
Yes, understandably. But did you click on the link, it only asks for the one account. Here, let me leave
it. Yes, I understand what you're saying, but this is what it is when you have one password and one ID for all the accounts. Everything is under your social security, so I cannot give you the ID for just one account. It's going to go through every account that he has.
Yeah, but
that happens to us once with, I don't know what company was, and they just accept the screenshot, the snapshot from the account.
But this asks for the, you know, the bank name, routing number, and then the specific account number. It only goes for that one account. Like, it's not going to get any other accounts. It makes you type in the 9-digit account number, the one that you send on my check.
It doesn't go like that. It goes through everything. I believe me. It goes through everything. Because it's one user ID and one password for all 5 accounts.
It's only asking you for his name, social, and then the bank name. There is no user ID or the password. It's a first name, last name, social, bank name, routing number, account number, and then the account type, and then that's it. It does not log into the bank account. It doesn't ask you for a username or password. It's just, if you click the link, it's seriously...
Okay, let me ask you something. We're not going to get through this like that, because it's not me. It's Ricardo.
Yeah, okay.
He's the old-fashioned. He likes to do his things like the way he does it. Is it going to work or not? Because if it's not going to work with you guys without that, so we can move on to another thing, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Because we've been for a week already in this.
I know, and this is the last step, and I'm seeing if we can use your screenshot for the mm-hmm. deal, and they're checking on it right now. They have to ask. Hopefully that works, but if not, we can maybe do something else, like a screen share. I'm asking the funding department to come up with something here especially for you, Luce, because normally, you know, people just put in their account. I really haven't had this issue with anybody yet, so we're trying to figure something out.
And how long are you going to take doing that?
I asked somebody in funding for an update. They said they're checking on it right now, because I sent them that picture that you send me of the account number or the mm-hmm. The transaction. So they're checking with the lenders to see if they're allowed to use that, but no, it takes time to trickle through.
Do you know if you're going to have an answer today? Like I said, I know it's not you. It's because you're the one who has to give the papers to someone else.
Yes.
But Ricardo has done this a couple of times before, and it never took first of all, it never took that long, and then when they asked for that, he just sent a screenshot, and it worked.
If it worked before, all of us have to do the same rules, so if it worked with Can mm-hmm. Capital, it should be able to work with us. It's just, like I said, I've never really encountered this before.
Mm-hmm.
So usually everyone just puts their account information, and it's not really an issue. So I'm trying to get around, circumvent this, especially for your deal, because I've been here for 5 years, and no one has ever really, you know, given me the pushback on putting their account info in. So we're getting mm-hmm. the screenshot over, and we're gonna see if we can use that. And, you know, if it worked for other loans in the past, then I believe it will work for us, because we're really not different from anybody. All these. you know, we have to follow the same rules and guidelines. So I assume it will work. I'll give you a call in about 15 minutes and just double check. I leave. I'm going to be here for another hour and a half, hour and 45 okay. minutes. So yeah,
I'll wait for your call in 15 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.